Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. Praise God that we're able to join one another and share the good things of the Lord. I thank God for the privilege of being on this station, to be able to come into your homes, into your automobiles, and just share whatever God has placed on my heart for your encouragement and to strengthen your faith. Yesterday, I began a message entitled, Overcoming Fear Through Faith. And beloved, as I shared yesterday, we can't be in fear and faith at the same time. They mutually exclude one another. If we will trust in the Lord, if we'll have faith in Him, it will destroy every other kind of fear. As I've said so many times over the years, the only fear we should have is the reverent and holy fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom and understanding. But beloved, all the other fears that the enemy would bring that are part of just living in this world system, it's true. There are many ways, many things that we could fear in the natural. But beloved, we serve a supernatural God. We serve Jehovah. We serve the living Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, we have victory through the Word of God. It's the sword of the Spirit, just as Jesus did when he spoke to Satan after his 40-day fast in the wilderness. He said, "It is written." And beloved, he did that not just as the Son of God, he did that as the Son of Man, and he did that to give us an example. And beloved, we have that same kind of power and authority. He's given us power and authority over all the works of the enemy, over all the works of darkness. That's what he did. He paid a tremendous price, not only so we could be with him in heaven, but that we can live a victorious life here and now. And I'm speaking to some folks, you've served the Lord and you've prayed and prayed about things, but it seems like there's just been no movement. Your prayers aren't being answered, and you're sinking down into a black spiral of hopelessness and despair. Much like this woman, as I shared, we've been sharing from the Gospel of Mark. And in fact, let me now just share a little bit from Luke, where the same incident is recorded. I'm reading from Luke, the 8th chapter, verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all of her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter said, "They that were with him said, Oh, excuse me, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee, and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." Beloved, we see that we can have all kinds of fears. We can have persisted in a situation or in a condition for years and years, and have just been spent. She said, the word says she spent all that she had. We can become impoverished. We can become disappointed. We become depressed because we see no resolution to our situation. In fact, man couldn't help her. It was very clear. The doctors were not able to do anything to really help this woman. But there was an answer. There was a way. And his name is Jesus. And he's the answer in your situation. I don't care how the enemy has fought you. You may be listening to my words right now and you say, well, yeah, that was in the Bible. That was Jesus. But, you know, my situation is different, or somehow you think in the press of today's modern 21st century that Jesus is not as compassionate, not as caring, not as loving as he was at that time. Beloved, the word says that he doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And beloved, we can trust and know that our God is with us and he won't fail us. There may be imperfect knowledge, imperfect trust. We can fear. And yet, beloved, what did Jesus say? If you just have a germ of faith, even as a grain of mustard seed, Christ, the healer of the souls and bodies of men, answers the longing desire of our souls to be freed from uncleanness and sickness. Beloved, he is our answer. But notice, as we look at this brief story and account of this woman's healing, we see that there are elements that took place in the actual moment of her healing. First of all, she thought, she believed that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, she'd be healed. And then she actually reached out and touched the hem of his garment. So, beloved, we see that action was required on her part. And, beloved, that's given there as an example for us that we have to stand on the Word of God. We have to believe the Word of God and confess it and declare it. We can see many examples in the Word where effort was required on the part of the individual before that actual blessing was received. Remember that example recorded in Mark, the 3rd chapter, verse 5. There was the man with the withered hand. What did he say? He said, "Stretch forth thine hand." And as he did that, he was healed. And then in Luke, the 5th chapter, in verse 24, it describes the healing of a man with palsy. And in verse 22, it says, "When Jesus perceived their thoughts and answering said unto them, Why reason ye in your hearts, whether it's easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he saith unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, take up thy bed, thy couch, and go into thine house." The command was the man had to arise and take up his bed and go home. And of course, he did that with great joy and rejoicing. And then to secure money for taxes, you know, whether story, Jesus told Peter to go and fish and there'd be a coin in the fish's mouth. In the healing of leprosy, what was recorded there? Well, let's take a moment and just read that in the Luke, the 17th chapter. In verse 12, it says, "And as he, Jesus, entered a certain village, there he met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, shew yourselves unto the priests." He didn't speak to them. He didn't, outside of saying, give that command, he didn't lay hands on them. And it just says, "And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed." And then remember what was recorded in John, the 11th chapter, verse 39, when Lazarus, the friend of Jesus, had died. He raised him from the dead, but before he did that, he commanded that the stone be taken away. He said, "Take away the stone." So, beloved, see that her faith, her confession required action. And can you just emotionally relate to that? Are in your own situation, have you really? I mean, this is something you probably know if you've walked with the Lord for any length of time, but have you actually done it? She could have allowed the enemy to discourage her, as the enemy's trying to do to some of you, but she had to make a decision. She could have allowed the throng and the press of earthly cares to be an excuse for not seeking personal contact with the Savior. So often, A convenient time never comes. The word says that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. If she would have waited until the throng and the press of the multitude were over, what would have happened? She would have waited till Jesus the Savior had passed beyond her reach. Beloved, it's important that we spend some time and really find out what act of faith, what action we can take so that we can receive the victory that God has for us as He's declared in His Word. Well, I'm going to stop here and we're going to continue in tomorrow's broadcast, but I'd like to share a letter from a sister writing recently from Petaluma, California. And she says, "Dear Sister Judith, greetings to you in the name that is above all names, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. As my late grandma used to say, thank the Lord for Jesus." And I thank the Lord for you, Sister Judith, and for you applying the wonderful gift and work assignment the Lord has given you to share with us, to help us for His glory. In my opinion, you personify the prayer of Saint Francis. Even though I've only met you in person that one time when you held a meeting in Santa Rosa some years ago." She goes on to share some things, and then she says, "It's a pleasure to tell you what a blessing and how spiritually encouraging and insightful your letters and radio broadcasts have been to me over the years since 1982. Can you believe it? That's a long time. Indeed, they've been in our treasures, gems of hope, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who thinks so. I appreciate also your attitude of humility. I remember hearing a brother say that ego is edging God out. You're not trying to win human praise, but winning the praise from the one who alone is God, the Lord Jesus Christ. All glory, praise, and honor goes to the only worthy one, amen, our Lord, Creator, and Redeemer, and He will lift us up in His love. I also find it refreshing that you don't waste precious time, energy, and effort continually bad-mouthing other ministry and ministers. It's good to warn people as Jesus did in the Gospels, but we resist all the bad by focusing intensely on the prevailing light and salvation. One more thing I find refreshing is the absence of politics, another time waster, in your ministry. The Lord Jesus transcends above all mundane man-made political realities. When we say faith in Jesus is the answer, that is the truth. There's nothing wrong with having laws to govern our behavior for the common good, health, and safety of all people, as long as those governing laws don't go against the laws of the one true and living God. May the presence of the Lord and the Holy Spirit anointing be all around you and rest upon you to protect and preserve you. Victory in Jesus," a sister writing from Petaluma. Praise God. The announcer will give you our mailing address. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.